BBC News. President Trump says that the Saudi king has called to express his condolences after a Saudi gunman shot three people dead at a military base in Florida. The man, a member of the Saudi Air Force visiting the US for training, injured eight other people before he was himself shot dead. The governor of Florida said his motives were under investigation. At least six people have been killed after gunmen ambushed a bus in northeastern Kenya. The Somali Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab says it carried out the attack. It says 10 people were killed. Tens of thousands of people have turned out in Madrid for a march demanding action against climate change. The teenage Swedish activist Greta Thunberg joined them, at one stage having to briefly withdraw on police advice to escape the crush. With less than a week to go before Britain's general election, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the opposition Labour leader are about to take part in the final televised debate of the campaign. The two men will take questions from a studio audience and members of the public. A senior British diplomat in the United States has resigned over the way the government is presenting its strategy to leave the European Union. Alexandra Hall-Hall, Britain's top Brexit envoy in Washington, wrote that she could no longer peddle half-truths on behalf of political leaders she did not trust. Medical sources in the Iraqi capital Baghdad say unidentified armed men have opened fire at anti-government protesters and bystanders in the centre of the city, killing 11 people. Four of the dead were policemen. Five paintings by old masters stolen 40 years ago in former East Germany's biggest art theft have apparently been returned and are undergoing authentication tests. BBC News.